Ukraine security issue.
The commanders of Azovstal, who are currently in Turkey after the prisoner swap with Russia, have met with their families, reads a report of the president's office. Till the very last minute, the fighters were oblivious to the fact that they would be exchanged on September 21st. Five commanders were sent to Turkey under personal security guarantees of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. According to the agreement, the commanders shall remain there until the end of the war. The fighters were awarded with Gold Star orders and the titles of Hero of Ukraine. The defenders of Azovstal handed over to Volodymyr Zelensky the flag of Ukraine with the signatures and wishes of the five commanders and the motto, "There is no glory without a fight." The president expressed his gratitude and assured the fighters that he is doing everything in his power to liberate other prisoners of war. Over 2,500 Ukrainians remain in Russian captivity, among them many civilians, said Irina Vereshchuk, Minister for the Reintegration of Temporarily Occupied Territories. According to her, civilians have not been included in several consequential exchanges. They have to be returned, not exchanged, Vereshchuk added. In the meantime, more than 800 Ukrainian defenders have come back home. As of October 2nd, a total of 24 prisoner exchanges have been already carried out, said Hanna Maler, Ukraine's deputy defense minister. According to her, the coordinating headquarters have processed over 6,000 requests from relatives who are in search of their missing military family members. The coordinating headquarters for the treatment of prisoners of war was created at the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Україна зараз виконує всі норми Женевських конвенцій поводження з військовополоненими, тому всі органи
Ukraine has adhered to all norms of the Geneva Convention on the treatment of prisoners of war. All the authorities created to carry out searches to bring back people and the bodies of those who died are working in accordance with the standards of international law. The coordinating headquarters for the treatment of prisoners of war includes more than 10 government units and organizations. Director General of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant Ihor Murashov has been released from Russian captivity. It is known that he was pushed out of the occupier's vehicle on the evening on the 3rd of October on Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ihor Murashov is now currently safe in the external crisis center of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the city of Zaporizhia. Energoatom reported that Murashov was released as a result of wide publicity and the strong efforts of IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi. As we have reported earlier, the head of the IAEA plans to visit Ukraine and Russia this week for consultations regarding the creation of a nuclear safety zone around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Meanwhile, the situation at the power plant remains tense, as Russian occupiers continue shelling areas in close proximity to the station. IAEA experts who are currently present at the site reported that explosions can periodically be heard and that they are resemblant to the sounds of landmines. The Ukrainian staff at the power plant continue their work as hostages in the presence of over 500 occupiers with military equipment. New details have been discovered in the case of the evacuation convoy shelling in the town of Kupiansk, Kharkiv region. The organizer of the paid evacuation was killed, reported Oleg Sinohubov, head of the Kharkiv region military administration.
Цей вивіз було організовано місцевим перевізником за великі кошти. Одне місце, за нашими даними,
the evacuation was organized by a local resident. One seat cost around 6,000 hryvnias. This convoy was supposedly shelled from a machine gun installed on top of an armored personnel carrier. In order to conceal evidence of their crime, the Russians set the vehicles on fire. Forensic investigation is currently underway to establish the cause of death and to identify the victims, since the bodies have been badly damaged. This is yet another crime of the Russian Federation against peaceful civilians. According to our information, the organizer of the evacuation was shot the next day. It could have been a lynching by the relatives of the victims, or it could have been carried out by the Russians. After all, that part of Kupensk was still under Russian occupation at the time. Olga Tereshchenko, a survivor of the attack, tells her story of leaving Kupensk with her family. She managed to jump out of the vehicle as it caught on fire and the occupiers opened another round of shelling. Our car was first. The shelling started at 9 a.m. A projectile had hit our car and I was shell-shocked. As I turned, the driver was already dead. My husband had a penetrating wound in his arm and he was also dead. My son was also dead. As we have reported, the Ukrainian armed forces on Saturday discovered the crime scene, where Russian forces purportedly shelled a civilian evacuation convoy of six vehicles between the towns of Svatovo and Kupensk, killing 24 people. According to preliminary information, the Russian military opened fire at civilian vehicles on September 25th and later set the vehicles on fire to hide evidence of their crimes. 24 people were killed in the attack, among them a pregnant woman and 13 children. Step by step, Putin is isolating Russia from the civilized world, says political expert Dmytro Levus. According to him, after the Russian Federation carried out its sham referenda in temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine and ratified the illegal annexation of four Ukrainian regions, Russia has been thrust into near-total diplomatic isolation. Because these referenda are a violation of all international laws, norms and standards. The Russian State Duma, quote-unquote, ratified the illegal annexation of four regions in Ukraine. Russian deputies voted on fictitious agreements for the Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia and Kherson regions to be accepted into the Russian Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed a decree implementing a decision by the country's National Security and Defense Council on Ukraine's response to Russia's attempt to annex Ukrainian territory. The document notes the impossibility of negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as endorsing Ukraine's application to join NATO on an expedited basis. The decree was posted on the Ukrainian president's official website on October 4th. The document stipulates that Ukraine shall negotiate with Russia only in the event that Putin is expelled from power. As we have reported earlier, Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky announced that Kyiv has submitted its application to join NATO on an expedited basis. NATO replied that the approval of all 30 members of the alliance is necessary. Currently, 9 countries have supported Ukraine's application.